This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
You're listening to Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accents, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Hello, America. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is the Freedom's Disciple podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Dunn. This is the only show exclusive to The Blaze where you come for the accent, but you stay for the principles. I hope you are having a wonderful, relaxing week. Apologies I missed last week. Last week was crazy. You have no idea. So I was in DC last week. I was at CPAC. And I want to talk to you today. I want to share some things I learned when I was away on vacation. Actually, it really wasn't a vacation, to be truth be told. It was more of a stressful, long, busy, but fruitful week. So I was at CPAC last week, and I got to meet a lot of cool people, and I got to hang out with some even cooler people. I got to see people I have never, who I've known for a very long time, and known online, known through work, but never actually physically met before. And it was awesome to meet some people and hang out where I could. I didn't exactly have a lot of time, so I didn't get to spend anywhere, you know, any quality time one-on-one with many people, bar my work colleagues. So CPAC was very interesting. I always go to these events or when I go to something new, like it's my first CPAC. And when I go to something, I always go with the intention of I want to spend less time talking and more time listening. When I engage with people, I want to see where your head is at. I want to discuss things with you. And I had some very interesting conversations, which I want to share with you today. I want to just share. Today's show is not going to be really principle-based. It's more going to be story-based and just sharing some things I learned over the course of CPAC. So, for those of you who listened in, we did 27 hours of live coverage. It was amazing. It was incredible. It wasn't as organized as I would have liked. The internet at the Gaylord kind of sucked. But we got to interview, and I think they were really good interviews, and I'm not just saying that because I did most of them, but I think that the quality of the interviews I was really happy with, and I didn't ask the standard generic questions everyone gives out. I tried to make each one individual and try and focus in on what people talked about. If you want to go check them out, if you go to Spreaker, a lot of them are up just in short clip format. If you go to Lantern's Buzz on Spreaker, you'll see interviews with Zuddy Jasser, Matt Schlapp, Doc Thompson, Lawrence Jones, A lot of good people. Matt Kibbe even stepped by. There's a lot of good, solid quality interviews there. And I try to ask different questions. But CPAC was interesting. I want to talk to you about CPAC because if you listened during my coverage, you will have heard me say something time and time again through the 3 days, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, a common theme of one of my concerns. And I kind of want to talk to you about one of them right now. I've seen CPAC from a distance. I've been watching it. And I've seen the internal struggle there's been over the last 5, 10, 15, you can go all the way back to the Reagan years, 20, 25 years, of what its role is. You know, who controls it, who runs it, who organizes it. It's been a struggle between conservatives, libertarians, and Republicans. And for me, there was a lot of substance missing. When I interviewed Matt Schlapp, I addressed some concerns I had with him on air. I wanted to give him the opportunity to, you know, respond. My fear was, and it still is even after coming home and watching some speeches, is there was a lack of substance there. Maybe I'm just one of those nutjobs, far-right kooks, who really wants to hear certain things. Maybe what I want to hear just doesn't sell anymore. Maybe what I want to hear just isn't popular or hip anymore. And that just doesn't draw crowds. Maybe that is what it is. But I didn't hear much about America the Idea. I heard it in very passing glances at best from a couple of speakers. I didn't hear a true case of why America is exceptional. Not great, but why it's exceptional. And I didn't hear much about the Constitution. I heard it from a small bit from Larry Aaron. I heard it a small bit from Mark Levin and Ted Cruz, but not a whole lot, considering there was 100 speakers. For me, it didn't come across. On the ground, and this isn't from Matt or anybody on CPAC, on the ground, there was this buzz of, through the audience, through some of the speakers, where a lot of people seem to have bought into the whole, we just need a big tent. We just need a big tent and get the most people we can into that tent as possible. That's fine, but what do you do when you get them into that tent? For me, CPAC, maybe I'm just been stupid here or been anal, but, you know, C in CPAC stands for conservative. And if you have this big tent idea where let's just get as many people into this tent, into this room as possible, great. Now you have to hit them with some, and not hit them, but empower them to see the light, to show them the real conservative. To show them real conservative values, historically. To show them why freedom really is a wonderful, wonderful thing. To show them how limited government empowers the individual and it changed the way the world operated when America was founded. To talk about America being different. To this day, America is still a unique nation. Whether you believe in American exceptionalism or not, or whether you believe in the idea that is America and the ideals that go behind it that help form you and make you become the superpower that you are, if you don't believe in any of that and you just look at facts and figures, cold hard facts and figures, America is unique. There is no other country like it. I didn't hear any of that. All I heard was more hot air. All I heard was a load of people speaking, patting themselves on the back, talking about America is great. and very few policy situations. And I'm very concerned about that. Sorry, the jet lag is still here. I'm very concerned about it. And here's why. I'm concerned because if CPAC doesn't talk about the things I want, America the idea, America exceptionalism, or the Constitution, who else is going to talk about it? Who else is going to be that beacon to say, this is the answer? This is the way forward. Anyone can have that dream. Anyone can aspire for a better tomorrow. Anyone can understand why America is great and then seek to put those ideas and ideals into practice. And they can help become part of the next greatest generation. For me, there was just a lack of deep substance. And I say this not to insult anyone. I say this not to demean anyone. I say this as a plea for next year and for the years forward. CPAC has a lot of potential. CPAC has the potential to be a major driving force in politics and in culture. The one thing that really surprised me, and I can't say I was surprised because I've heard reports from previous CPACs been similar, but there was a lot of young people at CPAC. A lot. If I had to put a number, I would say 50 or 60% of the audience was probably under 35. It was very young, very diverse, a very different group. They're the people who we should be reaching. We should be reaching out to everyone, to be honest. But as I said many times on air when I was explaining to people and asking people like Lawrence Jones, who's like 20, in his early 20s, I was like, how can we reach people like your age? Because for me, just the way I see the world and logic in my brain, I'm not saying this is the right way, I'm just saying this is the way my brain thinks. You remember the old Winston Churchill saying, if you're not a liberal by until you're 35, you haven't got a heart. But if you're not conservative after you're 35, you haven't got a brain. Well, I never really understood that logic because for me, if anything, young people, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, should be right-wing, borderline anarchists because that makes the most sense to me. Can you show me a 17 or 18-year-old after living under a parent's roof goes, do you know what I just need in my life right now? I just need more rules and regulations. I need more structure. I need more guidance. I need to act more responsible. I need more people to tell me exactly what I can and can't do. To me, that doesn't work in my brain the way my brain thinks logically. Logically, to me, college students especially, especially in America where you can go across the country, you can put 6,000 miles between you and your parents just to go to college, to get away from them. For me, logically, it's an assumption, for me in my brain anyway, college students and young people should be going, hey, no, I want no more rules. I want no rules. I want anarchy. That doesn't work, but at least it would make logical sense in my brain. How do we reach these people? But CPAC has done a great job reaching out to them and getting them to CPAC. It was a lot of young people. But this whole big tent, and I'll leave you with this question. And by the way, if I'm wrong or you have an answer for me, please tell me. I'm open to listening and to learning from others. But what is the point in working hard and long hours trying to build a big tent if at the end of the day, you're not going to discuss principles? If at the end of the day, you're not going to discuss anything meaningful? What's the point? Just don't build a big tent and just let everyone go along the way they're going to go. If you're going to build a big tent, be something different. stand out, challenge the status quo. Again, I say this not to demean or insult, but to empower. CPAC and other organizations have great opportunities and have wonderful chances to be part of America's revival. But if all you focus on is getting a big tent and no, there is no discussion of principles, well, then all you got is a big tent. I don't know what the answer is, but it's something for y'all to think about. I say, if I'm wrong, let me know. I'm on social media. I'm not hard to find. I got to take a quick break, America. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.